Welcome back to Ringside Gym. Brian Oakland with play-by-play coming up. The wrestling is done. It's time for girls basketball as the Pierre Governor girls come in to take on the Huron Tigers. The Governors sitting in the number 12 spot with a 5-9 record, taking on the Tigers, who are in the 9 spot right now in the High School Activities Association seedings. They are 9-5. But first and only meeting between these two old District 3AA rivalries. Rivals coming up here at Ringside Gym. This is the Becky Fatsima State Farm Insurance Agency pregame show, and we're broadcasting live from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth here up on the upper west side of Ringside Gym. Going to start with keys to success here tonight. Coach Kirk Bebout, our keys to success are brought to you by the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre.
All right, let's go into keys to success with Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Governor girls, back home once again after a really nice week, Coach. I have to assume that that's probably one of the best weeks of basketball you've had in your couple of years here now, with wins over Harrisburg and Yankton last week. And I think what you're seeing is people getting confident in what they're doing on the court, and just a really good display of defense, especially in Yankton on Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good things. I mean, I thought we played a complete game against Harrisburg. I thought we could have actually played a little bit better in the first half and given us, you know, some more breathing room in that Yankton game. But, the things that we are wanting to see, like, we're seeing more of. I think we played some good basketball against some really good teams, so it stood out as less when you don't win those games. But I thought we played really well against some really good teams, and we saved some of our stinkers for other games, I guess, in all honesty. But, yeah, at the end of the day, we just want to be playing good basketball. I think that's fun, regardless of outcome. So it's just nice to see the girls clicking and figuring some things out and having fun and enjoying the game of basketball.
Yeah, I think you can keep that momentum going, too, because you've got a team, the Huron Tigers, tonight that have really been playing some pretty good basketball this year. And they've had some close losses, but they did get a close win the other night. Now maybe they're, for their sake, heading in the right direction here.
Oh, without a doubt. They played a really good game a couple nights ago on Saturday. So, yeah, they're a good basketball team, well-coached, and they can definitely light it up. They got shooters, and they're skilled. So, yeah, just like any other night, right? I mean, it's going to be a big-time challenge. You got to be focused. You got to be ready to really work hard and fight. You got to find a way to finish one.
Huron's a team that can hit the three. They've always been able to, but this is a team that, small as they might be, seems to find a way to get in, get some rebounds and some second chance baskets, things that you have to guard against tonight.
Oh yeah, they're scrappy. I mean, they play with no fear. They all have the green light and they take advantage of that. And the Shreve girl is, she's just a competitor. I mean, watching her on tape, she's not backing down from anybody. She's coming at you full speed, and she's as good as it gets. So it'll be a fun guard for us tonight, try to see what we can do. But yeah, definitely a huge challenge.
All right. Also last week you found in the offense that you can rely on your shooters outside, but I think in Yankton on Thursday night you were getting more things done inside. So a good high-low game, certainly an advantage.
Oh yeah, we got to go inside out. We cannot settle for one or two pass threes without ever getting the ball inside. Our best game is if Abe is getting touches in the high post area and Reese is getting some looks in the low post, and then we're playing off of that. So if we're not doing those things, then it just puts more pressure on our shooters, and it's hard to shoot that way. So definitely it all starts by getting some touches inside for those girls and playing off that.
All right, two keys to success against the Tigers.
Oh, we've got to get back in transition and find shooters. We just really got to fight every single defensive possession to make sure that we're guarding shooters. You can't have any lapses there. And, offensively, take care of the basketball, get good looks, and the rebounding battle is always huge.
Coach, appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Yep, thanks.
And that's Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Governor Girls, with coaches' comments and keys to success, brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Beer. We'll hear from them shortly, but we're going to turn the page and talk with Coach Tim Buttonhagen of the Huron Tigers as well, as keys to success will continue. Before we do that, a quick note about the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminding us to think twice. In case of ice, they celebrate being a part of a team. Let's keep the team together. Buckle up, too, from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety.
All right, more keys to success with Tim Buttonhagen, the head coach of the Huron Lady Tigers, and pretty good season going, coach, so far. I think also a very good win, a tight one. You're finding ways to learn how to win close games, and a prime example is that of that was Sioux Falls Jefferson here over the weekend. In this point of the season, with just a couple of weeks left, how do you like where you're at, and how far do you still have to go?
Well, we got a long way to go. You know, we dropped four games by single possessions early in the year. Otherwise, our record could be looking a lot more glamorous. But we just got to keep plugging away. Like you said, we beat Jefferson. They hit a three with about 13 seconds ago. We hit a two with about 3 seconds ago to put us up one, and then we held them off. So we need to learn how to play each and every game like it's our last, so that we can build on that once the tournament comes around.
Yeah, the games like that just make, they put more emphasis on each individual possession and then each quarter of basketball.
Right, and I think the girls don't understand that the season's coming to a close, so each individual possession is important, and you got to play it like it's your last, and we got to try to get that sense of urgency.
And you'd really like to have a home game when it when it counts, don't you?
Well, that would be key. But as long as we're 6 through 11, some fall somewhere in there, then it's a team I think that we can play with.
With the Peer Governors tonight, the team that is up and coming now, and they're playing a little bit better, probably maybe a different matchup than what we saw, what we would have expected a couple of weeks ago. But what do you?
They're aggressive on defense. They're scrappy. They switch up between man and zone. They do a nice job of setting up their girls for success on offense. They run a lot of nice special plays. I always got to know where Price is at, obviously, because she can light it up with the best of them. But I really like the way they move the basketball and they share the ball, and that, you know, defensively they play really well. They're well coached, so it's going to be a battle. It always is between Peer and Huron. So.
And a team that maybe I don't think you have to control the perimeter so much as maybe you have to. Had to, and if that makes any sense, in the last couple of years.
Absolutely. You know, they spread the wealth. I mean, they look to go inside. Kaiser's, you know, she can take it off the bounce and she can get the ball inside. They do a really nice job of setting back screens and loosening up their post players. So we got our work cut out for us tonight with communication, since it's only one day of preparation. Yeah. And then you got to try to, okay, they run all these sets. Which ones you go over with your girls? So we're going to do the best we can, play as hard as we can, and hopefully, you know, come out with a win.
All right, other keys to success tonight.
Well, I think number one, we got to handle the pressure. Two, we got to recognize what they're in, zone or man. On the offensive end, we got to make it tough for them to score. We got to get a hand up in Price's face when she has the ball. We got to make sure we communicate in the inside when the back screens occur, handoffs, ball screens, all that different stuff. The communication is going to be a big part of our success tonight.
Coach, always a pleasure. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And as always, a big thanks to the veteran head coach, Tim Buttonhagen of the Huron Tigers, former coach of the boys, now has been coaching the girls for the last 3 years or so. And coach's comments, keys to success in our pregame that are brought to you by the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. It is senior night here, as we've talked about seniors on the wrestling squad. The Governor girls have two senior players as well, and Lainey Stevens and Emily Lingle, who will be honored here tonight before our basketball contest coming up. But Let's continue in our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show by giving you the starting lineups in tonight's contest. Starters are brought to you by Envirotech in Pier. Here's what we've got for the Governors as Remington Price, the 5'6 junior, will be one guard along with senior Laney Stevens at 5'5 and a senior, second guard Ryan Berry at 5'7 and a sophomore, a third guard. The bigs up front to Reese DeWilliger at 5'11 and a sophomore, had a huge game at Yankton on Thursday in the Governors' last timeout as they come in with a two-game win streak. Avery Kaiser, also the junior at 5'10, will play down low as well. Price, Stevens, Berry, the guards, Terwilliger and Kaiser, the front court with Lennox Dupree, the 5'5 freshman off the bench, Sydney Tedrow, a 5'8 junior, Maya Shorter, a 5'8 junior as well, the first few off the bench for the Pier Governors as they are 5-9 in over the course of the season. Head coached by Kirk Bebout, assisted by Carice Blanchett, Nicole Roth, and Jeff Schleckaway. Let's hear from Envirotech, and we'll give you the Huron starters when we return. You're listening to Pier Governor Basketball.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
Envirotech starting lineups on KGFX. My apologies for that. We have a different group of in-game sponsors that I need to get reacquainted with. But your starting lineups for the Huron Tigers look something like this. As Bella Shreve, the 5'5 senior, will start at one guard along with Hampton Hines, a 5'7 sophomore. Heaven Ganey is a 5'8 junior. And Isabel Elwine, also a 5'8 junior. Those are the guards, four of them, for the Tigers. They're big in the middle is Alexis Feenstra. She is a 5'11 senior. Pretty good player in the middle as well. For the Tigers with Shreve, Hines, Ganey, and Elwine, the guards, Feenstra is their player in the middle. We've mentioned the two senior basketball players in Emily Lingle, who has been injured for much of the season, hoping to get her back before the end of the regular season. Laney Stevens playing her second year, I believe, maybe third year as a Governor in the Governor program now, but also Abby Jeffries, who is a senior and is a student manager, and boy, she does an awful lot, not only for the basketball team, but also for the volleyball squad. Abby Jeffries, a very big part of this Governor team and being honored here on senior night as well. The Tigers, in addition to their starting five, by the way, Bryn Huber, Reese Rozelle, a couple that we expect to see off the bench, perhaps Carson Kaufman and Peyton Schuchart, among others, I'm guessing and maybe assuming a little bit for the Tigers there, but those are your starting lineups into this one for the Huron Tigers. They're sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities in the community to serve. National anthem here. We'll tip it off in 2 minutes. This is Governor Basketball, KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym as we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety of the state of South Dakota, who reminds us that you drive sober or get pulled over. You're listening to Pierre Governor Girls Basketball. Your official voice to the governors is 1060 KGFX AM, 103.1 FM, and a member of DRG Media Group. We're live streaming with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com. It's the Governors and the Tigers coming up. Girls basketball will get a little bit late start, but really not all that bad. A 7 o'clock scheduled opening tip that we'll be getting going here in just a couple of minutes. They still have the starting lineups to award on announce on the field as well. Speaking of awarding, super fan tonight are one of our dear friends, Coach Kim Byerly. A former Governor girls basketball coach and assistant volleyball coach, just a great person, has gone through some battles herself and has kicked them all to the curb, all one at a time. She is our Governor super fan tonight. It's a new custom that will be carried out through the rest of this season, getting rid of the spotlight that was hovered over the wrestling mat from a moment ago. Once again, if you're just joining us, we started the night with Governor wrestling, and the governor's beating the Mitchell Colonels 45-15. Now it's time for high school girls basketball. We've given you the MDU starters, by the way. Montana Dakota Utilities in the community to serve should give you the law on the court tonight. The law on the court is sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. And our game officials tonight are Kim Zimmerman, Lyle Pearson, and Corey Edson. Tonight's law on the court, thanks to them for doing a thankless job in officiating high school sports. Tonight's officials again, Kim Zimmerman, Lyle Pearson, Corey Edson. The law on the court from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our tip-off coming up. Let's take a one-minute break. We're back to play some hoops. This is Pierre Governor Girls Basketball on KGFX.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Welcome back. to Riggs High Gym. Our basketball contest underway. The Lynn's Dakota Mart opening tip, sponsored by Lynn's Dakota Mart stores, a Pier and Fort Pier, and controlled by Avery Kaiser and the Pier Governors as they work the basketball in and out and around the perimeter. Laney Stevens and Remy Price playing catch. The Governors down to 10 to shoot in their opening possession of the night. Here's Ryan Berry moving and trying to get it back to Price. And I think the Governors played a little too patiently and maybe a little too unselfishly on that opening possession. But again, coming off of the Lynn's Dakota Mart opening tip. We're underway. Governors in home white with the green numbers in trim. Huron in road black. Orange numbers, white trim. They've got the basketball now moving from right to left. A high dribble here and mishandled by Heaven Ganey. That'll be a takeaway for the Governors as both teams turn it over on their first possession. Here it inside to Reese Terwilliger to Remy Price. Now Ryan Berry to Kaiser, back to Ryan Berry. Kaiser's going to fire a three and hit it. The Governors are off and running. An unexpected source of a three-pointer to get this one going. And Avery Kaiser, not that she can't hit him, but the way the Governors have been playing lately, that's just not what I expected, at least, to see this game start with. On the move, but a stop at the right elbow is Hampton Hines. She'll get rid of it. And moving again, Isabel Elwine, but she'll stop, spin. Nice move, shot up and in, but the traveling violation will negate that. And with a minute and a half gone by here, the Governors will keep this 3-0 lead and look to add to it. So Pier comes in on a two-game win streak. Here on off of a really nice win over Sioux Falls Jefferson, 56-55 at home Saturday night. But here is Avery Kaiser kicking out to senior Laney Stevens. And on senior night, Stevens tacks on another three-pointer here for the Governors. 6-0 our score, 6:05 to go, quarter number one. Ganey on the move, kicks it back outside. Elwine has to control the dribble. Huron getting a little ahead of themselves a couple of times here. Here's Ganey who gets around Kaiser and a nice drive helping defense by Terwilliger, but there's a clip on this one, and Heaven Ganey will go to the free throw line with a chance to shoot and finish a three-point play. Governor boys game on River 92.7. David Burrows covering that one for me tonight. We've got head peer wrestling here this evening. That kind of puts me on assignment here at Riggs High Gym and keeping going with the Governor girls. 6-2 as Heaven Ganey unable to finish off that three-point play. Free throw no good. Avery Kaiser with the rebound. Now the Governors back on the attack. Couple of three balls down. So far for Pier. Looking for another one as Remy Price is up no good. And Avery Kaiser on the backside with an offensive rebound. She'll be held on the floor from there as Heaven Ganey will pick up her first personal. Both teams with one foul so far. Terwilliger had one for the Governors earlier. Stevens keeps the inbound alive. Now inside to Terwilliger. Spins, right-hand shot, a little bit off the mark. No good. And it is pulled down by Elwine. I believe that was Elwine. Yep. For the Tigers. Here's Ganey. To Elwine, right side. Still 6-2 Pier as Elwine's on the move, but missed that one badly. Had to alter the shot. The Governors are down with the rebound, and Huron in catch-up mode will knock a Remy Price pass away and out of bounds. Isabel Elwine drove to the right side, but missed that shot badly, as I think she expected a Governor defender's hand in the way. Stevens wants a three up, no good. Underneath, Kaiser with the putback, that's good. No, that's Ryan Berry with the shot up and good as the Governors get a second chance basket. Two offensive rebounds already, and they lead 8-2. Tigers with it. Bella Shreve, this is a good player. She'll fire a three. Back of the rim, no good, and Berry comes in, gets another rebound. Left to right for the Govs here as you watch this one on the live video stream, courtesy of Jordan Lutmer and live ticket at drgnews.com. A rattling in and out three ball this time. No good for Berry. And the rebound collected by Alexis Feenstra and the Huron Tigers. As Bella Shreve sets it up, but Berry gets a tip of a pass. Taken away. 3-on-2 up ahead for the Governors, but they'll stop their progress and set it up in the half court. Price inside, back out to Berry, now over to Kaiser, who eyed the three but drags the pivot foot, and that'll be a travel. Thought Avery, after hitting her first three-pointer, would fire again, but not this time. Still 8-2, almost halfway through quarter number one. Good start for the Governors. Last time they played on this floor, 1 week ago tonight, they lit up the scoreboard from outside the arc in a win over the Harrisburg Tigers. Here they've got the Huron Tigers. It was Shreve on the drive. The one-handed attempt up, no good. And Kaiser will battle and collect the rebound. Governors have it back, still leading by six early on. Around the perimeter, inside high post to Terwilliger. Berry now yields to Kaiser. She'll fake three again. Back to the block. Inside, and no whistle there. Terwilliger just misses. Good job defensively by the Tigers underneath. As they get the layup attempt here, it's up no good. Berry with another rebound. That miss for Hampton Hines. And now Kaiser. Nope, Berry again wants three. No good. So the Governors with a quick fire attempt that time, as they've been playing each possession very patiently up to this point. Coming down to the 3 minute mark here in the first period. Hines is on the move. Wild shot up no good with the left hand. Now it's Lainey Stevens. Yeah, she'll kick it back out. Kaiser to Remy Price. Drives a bit, but runs into a brick wall and a tie up here as Feenstra will get the jump ball, and that'll turn it over back to the Huron Tigers. First substitutions in here as Avery Kaiser checks out. Sydney Tedrow, the 5'8 junior, on for the first time for the Governors. So too with Lennox Dupree, a 5'5 freshman. Tedrow defending the ball handler. Reese Rozelle checking in for the Tigers. She's a 5'7 senior. And we've got a foul on the floor here called on the Governors. They're second as a team. Kim Zimmerman says Brian Berry, the guilty party. Bryn Huber, 5'5 junior, coming on for the first time. Hampton Hines checking out. 2:38 to go. We're in the first period. Governors leading 8-2. Elwine gets it back to Shreve. The floater in and out, no good from just in front of the free throw line. Dupree down with the rebound. She'll kick it out. Remy Price wants three and misses everything. Berry tries to save but steps out of bounds. And Governor's trying to go fast pace and knock a long one down to finish off transition. But a rare air ball from Remington Price. She was 4-for-4 a week ago tonight without rattling the rim. In that win over Harrisburg, the Governors then went to Yankton and dominated the Gazelles in a 30-point win Thursday night last week. This is their first game since that one. Shreve gets it back, spinning, shot up, a little bit off the mark, tipped though, and back to Shreve. She'll fire another one, but this one overshoots everything, but Huron with another offensive rebound. Now trying three on the outside was Bryn Huber, but that's up no good. And the Governors with the rebound. Tough pass here, but Price will try another three. That one a little more online, but still away. Remy Price 0-for-3. Oh, what a move by Bryn Huber, splitting defenders, but she couldn't get the finish. Rebound down to Alexis Terwilliger. Now Dupree from the free throw line will rattle one home. Transition basket here for the Governors. Lennox Dupree with her first field goal off the bench. Young lady that's been playing real well as Price goes for a steal. Won't get it. Collected back by Isabel Elwine. She will pull up and hit a three. Elwine taking advantage of the over-pursuit by the Governors. Huron finally with their second field goal as we enter our final minute of quarter number one. 10-5. Governors have had their opportunities to really start to opening this one up early, but still just a five-point game. Price out of the corner to Tedrow. Now Dupree to Berry. Shot clock down to 10. Skip pass over to Price. Off the glass, pretty. Remy Price with the running jumper. High off the glass. And with 30 seconds left, the Govs lead by 7. 12-5. Huber will leave one here with Rozelle. And now on the move is Elwine. Boy, the Tigers are really dribbling high tonight. Huber fires a three, but that's no good. Underneath, the putback is up and good. Tack on a foul. Alexis Feenstra with the putback. And Terwilliger going to pick up her second personal foul with 12.9 seconds left in the first period. Avery Kaiser will check in for Terwilliger. Ryan Berry is out. Laney Stevens back on for Peer, and also Heaven Ganey coming in for Huron. So some starters getting back in there, but again, Terwilliger with two fouls here before the end of the first period. Going to be a bit of a situation for the Governors to keep their eyes on. Price will get the rebound off of the miss by Feenstra from the free throw line. Final seconds here, down to 6 and 5. The Governors got to go quick. Dupree to Price, looking for space, puts it up. It's up, no good, though. And the first period will come to an end. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard at the end of one, the Governors lead the Huron Tigers by the score of 12-7. The scoreboard brought to you by your peer, by Wagner Auto Company and Peer, the one place to go. Governor Sports brought to you by your Peer Sports marketing partners on KGFX, including Wagner Auto, Stalkin Peterson, Lincoln, Waltz, Jones, the South Dakota National Guard, Red Rosa, Pitts Design and Build, the Peer Dental Clinic and Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, by Olinger Law Firm, Iceberg Funeral Home, and Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, your Peer Sports marketing partners. Let's pause for 30 seconds. Quarter number two coming up next as the Governors lead 12-7 at the end of one on KGFX.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Back at Riggs High Gym, as we go to the second period, Governors start with the possession, but it's a nice steal and a takeaway here for the Tigers. A foul underneath on a pump fake by Bryn Huber. The steal for Reese Rozelle. Taking Avery Kaiser pass away. Lennox Dupree with the foul here, coming right down on top of the ball handler. Now a long three out of the inbound, but that one rattles the wire on the structure. It'll be ruled out of bounds. The miss for Hampton Hines. First update from the boys game. The Governors lead 9-6 at the end of the first quarter in Huron. Here the Governor girls lead 12-7 with the basketball. As Lennox Dupree gives to Laney Stevens. She wants three, but that's up, no good. Elise Christofferson in there reaching for a rebound, but it's taken instead by Heaven Ganey. Governors are 2 of 7 from long range in that first period. Here's a block by Kaiser, taken underneath by Tedro on the miss for the Tigers. Now Dupree for three, too strong. Kaiser going after it, and Huron will get in there and knock it away. So the Governors really a little bit to surprise, although they've had games where they've had to focus on that on perimeter shooting. Tonight just happens to be one of those nights, at least so far. Here we've got a foul called under, away from the basketball, away from the inbound, but this is on Huron as Hines tries to maybe fight through a screen or ruled as a hold. Dupree to inbound. Now she gets it out to Stevens. Hines with her first foul. Huron now a 2 as a team. Here's Lennox Dupree to Sydney Tedro. Into the high post, and Kaiser will walk with it. She put the ball down on the floor and tried to redirect toward the basket, but drags the foot, and that's turnover number 5 here for the Governors. First minute gone by in the second. On the move here again is Ganey, and she'll lose it, and that'll be out of bounds. The Governor's got a hand on it. Ganey fell down. The ball will find its way out of bounds underneath. Huron showing some pressure in the backcourt. More of a presence, let's call it. Stevens, well, she just got pushed. Ganey tries to save on a loose ball, but cannot, and the Govs will get to inbound underneath. Veenstra checking back in. Didn't mention it, but Gracie Culver, a 5'10 senior, was in to start the second period. Now with 6:35 checking out. Kaiser out of the inbound, tries to get it underneath the Stevens, knocked away here by Hampton Hines. And then a two-for-two swap for Kirk Bebout and the Governors as Price and Berry, the two starting guards, are back in. Dupree and Christofferson checking out. Sidney Tedrill still in there, needs to play extra minutes here in the first half because of two first-period fouls. The starting post player, Reese Terwilliger. Now the pass destined to the inside, tipped and taken away here. Hines comes out of there with it. And Kaiser trying to step into the dribble of Kevin Ganey, but she'll be called for the reach. And Avery Kaiser with her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 for the Governors. Ganey will go to the far side to inbound in front of the pier bench. Looks and finds Isabella Shreve. Bella, the 5'5 senior, 0-for-5 to start her night. She'll penetrate, dish down to the corner to Elwine. Now back to Shreve, stepping back, firing another three online, but it dances across. But Remy Price unable to handle the rebound, as that'll go out of bounds. And Huron will get another shot. Another shot clock. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. No scoring yet. And the inbound from Ganey off of the back of Avery Kaiser. That was a set play. The Tigers went all the way out, all four of them, to half court. Ganey throws it off the back of Kaiser. Remy Price is called for a foul here as Kevin Ganey gets her second field goal and a chance at a three-point play. Sydney Tedrill out on team foul number 6 for the Governors. Free throw for Ganey here is up and good. That's the first in 3 tries for the Tigers from the stripe, and now a 2-point game. 12-10, our score. Really clever play on the inbound by the Tigers. Now to Remy Price had to split defenders. She was getting trapped in front of the student body on near side. And she'll draw the foul on Ganey, who picks up her second personal, just the third as a team for the visiting Tigers. Here's Berry, long three, good! Back from Kaiser on the dish. Ryan Berry with the big one down. I think the Governors kind of needed that. 15-10, our score. 2.5 minutes here into the second period. Ganey trying to cross over on Kaiser, penetrates, kicks it back on the run and off the glass. This one is up and good for Isabel Elwine. Here on shooting on the run several times tonight, but that's the first one that's found its way down. Here's Kaiser to Berry, now to Stevens outside. This three's missing everything, though. And Ganey will catch on the fly underneath, right to left. Here come the Tigers. Ganey tries a left-handed scoop, but that will not go. Kaiser will rebound for Pier, and the Governors are left to right across. Berry back to Kaiser, fakes, gets it away. Stevens down to Price, left baseline, shot up from 15 here, no good. And it is Shreve with the rebound. Still 15-12, the Governors leading by 3, 4:35 to play. We're in the second quarter. Pier led 12-7 at the end of 1, so not a lot of scoring so far here in the second. Elwine tries a runner again. It's Feenstra underneath with an offensive board, but her putback won't go. Now Kaiser with the rebound. Couple of golden opportunities, but misses there for the Tigers. As Stevens and company get it going again, Kaiser pulls up, baseline, that's no good. Terwilliger underneath, spins, and then will be fouled on the way back up. Reese Terwilliger with an offensive rebound. Thought Reese could have gone right straight back up there, but she put it on the floor and spun it back in front of the basket. Does draw the contact from Alexis Feenstra for her first personal foul. Two shots here for Terwilliger. The first one rattles home. She's on the board. It's the first free throw attempt for Pier tonight. Lennox Dupree, bright orange shoes, checking in place of Lainey Stevens. The Governors lead by 4, looking for 5 as the second one good for Terwilliger. 17-12, Pier in front. 4:05 to go. We're in the second. Mrs. Hines across the timeline.
And again, high dribble. She did keep her hand over the top of it. Kim Zimmerman right on top of that call. On the move again. Hines fakes on the perimeter. Ooh, it bobbled the basketball. Picked it up. Shot up no good. Got her own rebound. Now a loose ball again. And it's Feenstra with the rebound. Hines for three in the corner. Short. Follows that one again. And another keep alive here for the Huron Tigers. Now the drive for Hampton Hines. The scoop is up no good, but another whistle and a Governor foul. So check this one. Lennox Dupree will pick up her second personal. Dupree and Terwilliger now with two each here in the first half. Two shots coming here for Hampton Hines. The first one switches home. Substitution coming in here. Price will check out. It's Elise Christofferson. The 5'6 sophomore back on for the second time. 3:26 to play. Second quarter. And the second one is good for Hampton Hines. Huron missed their first two from the stripe. They've hit their last three, though. 17-14 our score. Berry speeds it down to the baseline, gets it back to Dupree, and she mishandles the pass through Kaiser's legs. And as Avery goes to get it in front of the student body, it'll end up on the sideline. And an out-of-bounds turnover to the Governors. It turned it over seven times now. Still leading 17-14. The inbound from Elwine to Hampton Hines as Hines looks to set it up. Here's Shreve. Now back to Reese Roselle. Back in there off the bench. Hines tries to throw one up off the glass. No good. Dupree there to rebound. And then Feenstra knocks it away, but gets some of the arm of Lennox Dupree. Hampton Hines, good player, but that shot right there, I don't think that's the shot that Huron is looking for. It's the right idea, but technique not there. And the Governors get it back under 3 minutes to play, second period, 17-14. Dupree across the timeline to Kaiser with the pass, but Roselle might have gotten a hand on that. Now as Huron picks up the loose ball, they push it ahead, but behind the back of Reese Roselle, and they'll give it right back and out of bounds. So the teams trade turnovers here. And Ryan Berry inbounds to Dupree, left to right across the timeline. Quick fire on the turnaround here. A good soft touch, but it will rim in and out. No good for Kaiser. As Feenstra rebounds. Huron hanging in there. 17-14. Kaiser almost got a steal, but it's a held ball, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Other basketball games going on DRG Media Group stations. A good boys game with Chamberlain at Crow Creek on KPLO. Mobridge Pollock in girls basketball is at Timberlake tonight as well. That one on Star 99, KOY-FM up north. Gracie Culver back in for the Tigers. Off of the inbound, high screen here as Elwine looks for the roll, but Shreve couldn't get it to her. Now hands off instead to Reese Roselle. Here is Elwine moving, driving, left-hander's up and good. Nice move there for Isabel Elwine. And the Tigers are within one here, 17-16. 2:07 to go, second quarter. Dupree back to Berry. No room to shoot here. The Governors will continue to play catch mostly around the perimeter. Inside Terwilliger. Outside Kaiser. Berry's a three. Avery Kaiser's second three of the night. She has 6 points, and the Governors have a four-point cushion again. And Dupree knocks the basketball out of the hands of Hampton Hines. It'll stay with Huron, though, as they'll inbound from the pier bench. Roselle gets it in to Shreve, crossing over and driving, but off the front of the rim, it's no good. Ryan Berry collects the rebound. Tough night for Shreve continues, and Kirk Bebout wants a timeout here. 1:34 to go here in the second period. The Governors lead Huron 20-16. This is an Agtegra timeout. We're back after a 30-second break. You're listening to Peer Governor Basketball, KGFX.
taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or indeed, Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, Jim. 20-16, the Governors have maintained a lead throughout, but certainly haven't shaken the Tigers as of yet. Huron coming in, though, 9-5 on the season. Peer is certainly playing better, but sitting with a 5-9 mark as we speak. Game number 15 with five more to go. After this, Governors boys and girls will play the Bismarck Demons. The Governors Cup rivalry will be renewed, at least for the boys, after a long layoff. 30 years or so since Peer and Bismarck last played. Peer out of a timeout. Got to keep an eye on the shot clock. It's down to 10 with 1:10 to play in our second quarter. Price given some space. Fires a three, but it's up no good. And Huron has the rebound. Remy 0 for 4 from long range. Pierce struggles continue just a bit. Loose basketball in the paint. Kaiser comes up with the steal. Gives it off to Berry. And Huron will knock the dribble away out of bounds underneath the basket. Governors get that takeaway. Turnover number 6 for Huron. We hit halftime. Governor wrestlers will be honored as at senior night. Dupree got to get it in, forces it in, and there's Sydney Tedrow. She came in a little bit ago. Kaiser fakes and fires and hits another. Three ball down for Avery Kaiser, 3 for 3 on the night. 23-16, the Governors advance their lead to the biggest margin so far. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. And also in the first half, Elwine picks her dribble up. Finds Hampton Hines, now Reese Rozelle. She wants to drive. Kaiser stays straight up and gets a clean block. It's out of bounds. Rozelle hits the deck. A play there defensively by Avery Kaiser. She's got a 4-inch advantage height-wise on Reese Rozelle. Here on off of the inbound, still with 15 in the game clock, but only 8 to shoot. Didn't need it all as Hampton Hines with a beautiful drive, and she'll kiss it off the glass and score. 23-18 now, the 5-point lead still with Peer. Kaiser steps inside the arc and hits another one. Avery Kaiser feeling that feeling as the first half comes to an end, and a great finish, an 8-point quarter for Avery Kaiser, 11 in the game. The Governors on the Wagner Auto scoreboard lead the Huron Tigers 25-18. Scoreboard from Wagner Auto Company in Pier, the one place to go. Let's pause for 2 minutes, and we're back for the halftime update as you listen to Pier Governor Basketball. Halftime sponsored by CHS River Plains, serving cities throughout Central South Dakota. Governor Basketball on KGFX and DRGNews.com.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people, Owyhee Federal. Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Welcome back to Rickside Gym as we are at the half, our CHS River Plains halftime. And the sounds you hear are the beautiful sounds of percussion, the drumline of the Pier High School Emerald Regiment and the pep band entertaining the crowd here on senior night for the Governors. Girls basketball seniors were honored before this game. Governor wrestlers, who defeated Mitchell tonight 45-15 in the first half of our boys and girls sports doubleheader here on KGFX, will be honored tonight as well with their seniors. A good first half for the Pier Governors as they will shoot 9 of 25 on the floor, 5 of 14 from outside the arc. Actually, let's turn that microphone down. Maybe you can hear me a little bit better. The three-pointers started to heat up in that second period, too, as Avery Kaiser hits 3 for 3 in the first half. Pier overall 5 of 14 in that first half from long range and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. It is Avery Kaiser with the game-high honors so far, 11 points. Ryan Berry with 5 points from there. Lainey Stevens has a three-pointer down. Reese DeWilliger with 2 free throws. Lennox Dupree and Remy Price with 2 points apiece as well. 25 on the board for the Governors. As for Huron, struggling on the floor so far. 3 of 14 in the first period. 4 out of 15 in the second. And all told, 7 out of 29. On the floor overall in this game, 1 out of 7 from long range. They are 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Isabel Elwine leads with 7 points. She has the only 3-ball down as well. Kevin Ganey has 5 points. Hampton Hines with 4, and Alexis Feenstra with 2 for the Tigers, who trail the Governors 25-18. Pier led 12-11 at the end of one. Outscores here on 13-11 in the second period as well. A lot of rebounding in this game. We have had a lot of misses. Pier has an 18-17 rebounding advantage, 18-17 overall, but Huron getting these offensive rebounds, contributing to their shot total, but they're not getting the putbacks with much regularity. They do have a 7-3 advantage on the offensive side of things as well. We'll get you individual rebounding stats a little bit later on. Pier has turned the basketball over 8 times, Huron 6, but the stat of the night so far for Pier, a 7-1 advantage in the assist column. Huron's been trying to score more by dribbling and driving, where Pier has been able to work the basketball around the perimeter, and boy, they're hitting their threes in that second quarter as well. So the assist advantage is to Pier. And so is the scoring advantage. Here it's 25-18 as we get an update from the Huron Arena. The boys the Governors leading in Huron 27-15. Lincoln Keenholz 10 points, Jackson Edmonds 6 leading the way there. That game on River 92.7. Let's take another 2-minute break. We're back with more as you listen to Pier Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governors, KGFX and DRGNews.com.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at 605-224-5588.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Welcome back to Riggside Gym as we continue at our CHS River Plains halftime break. So far, the Governor's leading by 7 at 25-18 in girls basketball. And again, the Governor boys leading by 12, 27-15 in Huron on River 92.7. Take a look at other games that are going on. We weren't able to give you the schedule of games that are happening, but here is what we're seeing so far tonight in Class AA. Quite a number of games taking place as Brookings leads at Sioux Falls Roosevelt 28-16 toward the end of the first half of play. Also in Sioux Falls, in the second quarter, Sioux Falls Jefferson leads Watertown 22-15. Sioux Falls Washington holding a 36-23 lead at home over Brandon Valley. They're into the third quarter now. Mitchell and Aberdeen going at it in Aberdeen. The Colonels lead the Golden Eagles 18-10. And number one ranked O'Gorman leading at Sioux Falls Lincoln 23-13. They are at the half. Other games include Harrisburg playing at T area. Out west, it is Douglas in the Black Hills Conference at Hill City. And also Spearfish. As they host Spearfish hosting Sturgis by the score of 13-9. That's girls basketball on the scores. Let's take a look at the boys. In addition to the Governor's leading at Huron 27-15, Sioux Falls Jefferson with a 24-18 lead at halftime at Watertown. Sioux Falls Washington leading at Brandon Valley 25-12. Some of these ESD schools against Sioux Falls schools struggling to score a little bit. Sioux Falls Roosevelt number one ranked leading Brookings 32-21 at halftime. And at the end of three, starting the fourth, a good one at O'Gorman High. The Knights leading Sioux Falls Lincoln 41-39. And at the end of three also, Mitchell leads at Aberdeen 54-52. A battle between the fourth and the fifth ranked teams in South Dakota Class AA boys basketball. Spearfish hosts Sturgis later on in the second half of that doubleheader. Douglas and Hot Springs play in Box Elder in girls, in boys basketball rather, in a little while out west as well. That's the scores. Upcoming action we ought to take a look at. We'll do that after a two-minute break. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball on KGFX.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. 2017-18 Pierre Governor Girls Soccer are definitely two of Pierre's finest. Both teams won AA state championships, the first two for the program. In 2017, the Governors beat O'Gorman. Then in a ferocious snowstorm in 2018 in Rapid City, the Governors topped Stevens 2-0. 2017-18 Governor Girls Soccer, two of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre. Since 1881.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Rally on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pierre.
Back at Rick's High Gym, continuing and concluding our halftime break from CHS River Plains. Quick look at upcoming action for Governor Sports as both Pierre and Pierre boys and girls taking on the Huron Tigers in split venues tonight. Next action for both teams will be against Bismarck High out of North Dakota. The Governors head north on River 92.7. The girls will host right here at Rick's High Gym, the Bismarck Demons, Friday night, 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:30 pregame, both locations. The girls game here on KGFX, the boys game, I'll have that one up on in Bismarck on River 92.7. Next week, Thursday games against Brookings, again with the boys on the road, the girls at home, and respectively on River 92.7 and KGFX, and then Friday games with the boys hosting Watertown, the girls heading to Watertown. And then following that, it'll be Governor Wrestling, Region 3A action covered here on KGFX. Governors start with the first possession of the second half. A handoff from Avery Kaiser to Laney Stevens, who will put a free throw line shot up and in. The Governors open up a 9-point lead to start our second half, and now a moving screen called on the Huron Tigers. And this is Alexis Feenstra, her third personal. Huron hasn't had a lot of fouls tonight. That's only six total, their first of the second half, but half of those from Alexis Feenstra. Now Barry picked up the dribble prematurely, but gets it to Laney Stevens. Stevens, Ryan Barry, Remy Price, Avery Kaiser, Reese Terwilliger on the floor for the Governors. And a running layup attempt here, no good for Barry, but a foul called on the floor on a push from Hampton Hines. Hampton Hines joined by Alexis Feenstra, Bella Shreve, Isabel Elwine, and Heaven Ganey, the starting five for the Tigers. 27-18 our score. Here comes Kaiser, and now she'll get hand-checked here by Heaven Ganey, and Ganey, like Feenstra, picking up her third personal foul. By the way, underway second here in the second half. The second half throw-in, like the opening tip, sponsored by Lynn's Dakota Mart stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Trinity Pearson in studio. Jordan Luttmer on camera for Live Ticket. Here's an opportunity for Kaiser. Up, no good. Tries the other side, but couldn't get it off the glass. And that one no good as well. Huron down with the rebound, but now on the other end, a push pass up ahead taken away on the intercept by Reese Terwilliger. First minute plus gone by. Here's 6:45 to go, third quarter. Kaiser taking the pass from Barry, tried to get it to Price, cutting on the baseline, but Huron is ready for that. Coach Tim Budenhagen, we were talking about those types of backdoor cuts and things like that, a big part of the Governor offense. Reese Terwilliger gets a towel and has that up on her head, and coach, or rather trainer Casey Michelson, going to give some attention. So Sydney Tedrow has checked in on that hopefully not too serious injury to Reese Terwilliger. Ended up in a jump ball. The Governors lost the possession here, so Huron has it back as they look for their first points of the second half. On the move, picking up a loose ball as Hampton Hines, driving but missing. Got her own rebound, but now trying to get it out of there, and Remy Price is in the way to take a steal. 27-18 still, bit of a low-scoring game. There's Kaiser underneath. Oh, I thought she had a look. Actually, that's Tedrow. Now, no, it's Barry instead. Barry ends up circling the wagons in the lane, left to right, and she'll put the shot up and in. Tough shot there, but a good one for Ryan Barry, who has the Governors on top by double figures for the first time tonight, 29-18. 2 minutes plus gone by. Hines across the lane. Beautiful pass and a good finish to Alexis Feenstra, who scores the bucket. And the Tigers back within nine. Barry stops. Fakes the pop from long range. Price with a quick first step as Feenstra alters the shot. Remy with the miss. Loose ball on the floor. We'll have another jump ball. The Governors will get to keep this one as Laney Stevens ends up on the floor. 29-20 Pier. 5:27 to go here in the third quarter. The Governors, two very good-looking games last week. On the move, Laney Stevens, too strong off the glass. Huron kind of vacated defensively, just gave her the lane, even though Isabel Elwine was trailing. Here will commit a foul on the floor here. And this will be Laney Stevens' first personal. Still a nine-point Governor lead. They led by 7, 25-18 at the end of the first half. On the move, a hook from Elwine is up short. Kaiser will pull down the rebound. Governor's on the move. Barry in traffic. That's a travel. Governor's sometimes, and they think the Tigers have done it once or so as well, but here trying to drive, staying aggressively, but here on that you put the ball on the floor, the Tigers will gather in around you. They've got really good helping defense. Here's a penetration and a kick out. Ganey for three. That misses everything and taken on a bounce underneath by Remy Price. Up ahead for the Governors. Kaiser off balance. Can't get it to go. Might have got tripped up just a little bit. Ganey down with the rebound. Now the Tigers up ahead. Here's Hines for three, no good. Another air ball, but kept alive by Feenstra. Now a three on the top of the key, right side, no good, off of Huron, and will go the other way. Miss there for Shreve, who continues to struggle with the shot tonight. Still 29-20. Huron with pressure, three of their defenders in the backcourt. Lennox Dupree is in. She'll get it across the timeline. Pier heading right to left here in the second half as you watch this one with the live video available on the KGFX page of the DRG News app or drgnews.com. Here's Kaiser. Strong up against Feenstra. She will score. And Kirk Bebout will take a timeout with a 31-20 lead, 4:08 to play. It's an AgTegra timeout. AgTegra says acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. We pause for 60 seconds, and we're back with more Governor basketball.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pier. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pier Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Back at Rick's High Gym. Out of the Governor timeout, Pier up by 11, 31-20, but make that 9. A nice running floater off the glass for Izzy Elwine. And with 3:40 to go, third period, it's 31-22 once again. As Price has it, leaving it up top is Sydney Tedrow, along with Lennox Dupree. Tedrow still in there for Alexis Terwilliger, who needed some attention, might have gotten scraped on the head a little while ago. Barry in a bit of trouble finds Price, or is that, yep, it's Price. She wanted to stay outside the arc, but almost lost the ball as a result. Here's Huron with a hand in the passing lane. Hustle there for Reese Rozelle, as Ryan Berry helps her up. Now four on the shot clock for the Governors with 3:13 to play third quarter. You'll have to recognize Dupree takes the inbound to Price, stepping back. Three ball is good. Remy Price, 0 for 4 in the first half, finally gets her first long one to go. 5 points for the standout junior, 34 to 22, your score. 12-point lead now for Pierce. Hines backs in, has to get it back. Elwine on the move. Price closes off that lane. Hines goes far side to Rozelle. Dupree up in her face. Now Evan Gainey. And Gainey drives and somehow scores. In traffic there, good move by Heaven Gainey. Her first field goal of the second half. She has 7 points. Pierce lead is 10 at 34 to 24. Hampton Hines and Bryn Huber coming in. Huber for the first time in the second half. Bella Shreve is out. Isabel Elwine joins her. 2:28 to go in the quarter as Pierce will inbound to Dupree. Lennox Dupree to Remy Price in front of the Governor bench. Kaiser from the right elbow drives and scores. Avery Kaiser. More under control on that one. The Governors still maintaining this double-digit lead, 36 to 24. And ooh, Kaiser just got schmucked as she collides with Kevin Gainey. Falls, but back up. That was just two players going for the ball. No harm there, but Avery Kaiser, I think she just got the wind knocked out of her a little bit. She's holding her throat a little bit. So as Gainey was reaching for the ball, might have just inadvertently karate chopped Avery Kaiser under the chin. Down to the two-minute mark. We're back at it. Terwilliger's back in there for Pierre. Tedro stays in with Kaiser out as the drive missed by Rozelle, but she tips the rebound back out, and then Heaven Gainey will hit a three. Big shot there for Gainey. She played a big game against the Governors last year. Governors penetrate. We'll leave it down low with Terwilliger off the right block. She needs a little help. Finds Ryan Berry out on the perimeter near side. Here on back within nine again off of that three from Gainey as Dupree keeps one away from Rozelle, picks up the dribble. Rozelle over pursues. Berry inside to Terwilliger, shot up and in, but a whistle well ahead of that, and a foul will be called on the floor. If this is Alexis Feenstra, that is number four. The starting post for Huron has picked up her fourth personal foul. We still have 9 minutes and 21 seconds left in this game. Feenstra will have to check out. Addison Moore, a 5'6 freshman, will come in for the first time. Tim Budenhagen has to go to a smaller lineup with that substitution. Price on the baseline near the corner, back to Dupree. Here at a new shot clock, but Lainey Stevens drives, scores! No! That is a good bucket. Scored by Lainey Stevens. Nice drive there. Didn't see who they've already wiped it away on the scoreboard. Doesn't matter. That's a three-point play finished by Lainey Stevens, who now has 8 points, 5 of them here in this third period. Had a three-pointer in the first quarter as well, and now the Governors lead by 12 again. 39-27, Gainey. Keeps a loose ball alive to Rozelle, now to Hampton Hines. Now this is Addison Moore. Top of the key, the freshman gives to Bryn Huber. Huber back to the top of the key, over to Gainey again, firing three, can't get her second in a row. And the rebound is down to Sid Tedro. Dupree right to left across the timeline, keeping the dribble alive, finds Price. Back to Dupree, fires a three, that's no good, and the rebound will be tipped and taken by the Tigers. Out of there with it is Hines. Dupree looked like here like she was online. Evan Gainey fed inside by Hines, and the Tigers back within 10 again, 39-29. Shot clock off, 10 seconds to play here in the third, and Dupree will get shoved after she beat Rozelle off the dribble. Reese Rozelle with her first, but Huron now has been whistled for six fouls here in the third period. The Governors are going to be able to play the entire fourth quarter in the bonus. And they lead 39-29, still with 7.9 seconds left to close out the third. Here's Price, who she just walked with it. I think Remy, what she wanted was space to shoot a three, but she forgot to put the ball on the ground. Now 3 seconds left from half court. That is Shreve, and she makes it. A bank shot for Bella Shreve, and a three ball to close the third period. As Huron cuts it to a seven-point deficit, your score on the Wagner-Otto scoreboard at the end of the third quarter, 39-32, the Governors with the advantage. Scoreboard from Wagner-Otto Company and Pier, your one place to go. Pier Sports Marketing Partners make Governor Sports a possibility, and your official voice of the Governors, the stations of DRG Media Group, including All Around Graphics, American Bank and Trust, Anderson Rumson Dental, Capital City Campus, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Comtech, Delta Dental, First Dakota National Bank, Kruger Contracting, Midco, and Maher Law Office in Pier, your peer sports marketing partners. I need a break. Let's take 30. Fourth quarter's next. This is Governor Girls Basketball.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll be gone here.
Fourth quarter, we take you to. Welcome back to Riggside Gym. Brian Oakland, play-by-play. Got into a coughing fit, and I got to wipe tears from my eyes. It's that bad. That was such a great shot by Bella Shreve from about 45 feet away. But Huron on the first possession of the second half will come up strong off the glass. Reese Terwilliger with the rebound. And on the move goes Remy Price, but she'll be fouled in the act of shooting by Bella Shreve. Ironic for Shreve, who had been struggling 0 for 8 on the floor, finally hit a three, but it was from about 40 feet out. And here's Remy Price at the free throw line, shooting two. The first one, though, bounds away. It's no good. Team foul number 7. Again for the Tigers, the first personal for Shreve. And Shreve, half-court heave, reminiscent of that USD young lady that hit a $10,000 half-court shot at the State U game over the weekend. Second one for Price is good. Pier leads by 8, 40-32. Governor Boys lead 43-29 at the end of the third period in Huron. That one on River 92-7 with David Burrell on the action there. Here's Bryn Huber firing a three. That is good. The assist to Isabel Elwine as Huber hits her first shot of the night. And the Governors coming back with it right to left. Here's Kaiser to Stevens. Stevens left with an open lane. Right-hander up too strong. That's the second time that's happened to Lainey Stevens tonight. She's had an open lane just flat out given to her, but she expected a little more defense, and it wasn't there. Now Huber has an open lane. She will streak and score. Five in a row for Bryn Huber, and a 12-point lead has been dwindled to just 3. Governors still lead 40-37. Berry feeds to Stevens underneath. This is Price on the cut. She lets it go. Out of bounds, loose ball, but Kim Zimmerman right there saying, Price is the last to touch. It's a peer turnover, and now a Governor timeout. 6:19 to play in the fourth, 40-37, an Agtegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Governor Basketball.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator's Pizza Pasta.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Not as yet useful here on Wilton basketball, looking to put it to a one-point game, but the scooping layup up a little bit short from Isabel Elwine. Now the Governors will push it ahead and transition into a bunny for Reese Terwilliger. Reese's first field goal of the night. Here up by five now, 42-37. Again, the Governor boys at a 14-point lead at Huron at the end of three. A spin move here. Elwine short on the scoop again. Second in a row. Good moves. Just can't get the finish as Shreve goes for a steal of a long Kaiser pass. Can't keep it alive. Near side. It's out of bounds. Laney Stevens is out as Lennox Dupree, the 5'5 freshman, on for the first time in a while. She'll take the inbound. High post with it is Terwilliger back to Dupree, outside the arc. Here's Price for three up top. That's off the back of the rim and a long rebound. No good. Down to Hampton Hines. Huron on a bit of a run. Pierre had a 12-point lead, but a buzzer-beating long three for Bella Shreve. Huron's playing well so far here in the fourth. Now inside to Elwine. Off the glass and good for two with a right hand. Back to three. 42-39. Under 5 minutes to play. Kaiser stops, hesitates, goes. Huron will knock it away. Here, Huber, I believe, with the tip. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the state of South Dakota, as they remind us that buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drink and drive. And buckle up to Governor Girls Basketball and your official voice of the Governors. 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX Pierre, a member of DRG Media Group. Online at drgnews.com as Ryan Berry misses a three, follows the shot, gets her own rebound, and has an easy layup up and in. From the left side, good play, Ryan Berry, 44-39. Here trying to hang on to the lead here and keep it in a cushion. Hines in the lane, outside Ganey, three ball, no good as Price will run down the loose basketball. Picking up the dribble, gets it to Dupree. Still outside of 4 minutes left, a lot of time left in this one, but even if you're up here right now, you'd like to keep things at a two-possession lead. Price gets spun around, keeps her pivot foot down. Here's Berry across the lane, but an offensive foul just before Dupree would have had an open bunny underneath the basket, but Berry could not stop her momentum, and I believe that might have been Ganey taking a charge. So an offensive foul gives it back to the Tigers. Ryan Berry with her second personal. That's only the second team foul for the Governors here in the second half, while Pierre themselves is in a one-on-one bonus. Free throw line, Elwine can't back in any further. Price closes it off, and Tim Buddenhagen senses trouble. He'll take an Agtegra timeout here. 30-second break, and again, acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start with Agtegra and your local cooperative today. 30 seconds, back with more Pierre Governor Basketball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Hi, Jim, once again. As Huron will inbound their first timeout of the night called. Good ball game going here at Riggs, but the drive here for Hampton Hines shot up no good. So Williger down with a Pier rebound. Pier looking to add to a 5-point lead. Dangerous pass. Reese Rozelle couldn't reach it, though. Dupree to Kaiser. Now to Berry underneath. The Kaiser keeps it alive. Finds Terwilliger. That one rims in and out. No good. Heck of a play there for the Governors, but it does not come up roses, and the Tigers have it back as Shreve is on the move. Down to the baseline. Now a bouncer back out to Elwine. Gainey. Hines for three. Too strong off the back of the rim. And that one hits the support wire as well. We had that happen earlier. And Huron will come up empty. 44-39. 3:02 to play. Fourth quarter. The Governors are looking for their third consecutive win. Berry on the move. Gainey gets the dribble knocked away. Huron picks up the loose ball up ahead. Hines steps inside the arc. Now back out. Reese Rozelle. Evan Gainey drives baseline. Outside Shreve from the corner pushes up a three. No good. Kaiser catches it on the backside. Now here are the Governors as Price wants three. That is money. Remy Price with a big three ball, 47-39, under 2.5 minutes to play now. A three-possession lead for the Governors. Huron wanted three, didn't get it. The Governors get it instead. Maybe a 6-point swing there, you think about it. Here's a blocking foul on the floor as Reese Terwilliger called for the hand check or so against Reese Rozelle. That'll be Terwilliger's third personal. Her first personal foul since the first period. 2:12 to go in regulation. Now Bryn Huber, who has 5 points here in this fourth quarter, has checked back in, but the entry pass taken away by Avery Kaiser. Turnover number 9 for Huron. Up ahead, Terwilliger caught under the basket. No good. Offensive rebound, Dupree. No good. Offensive rebound put back up and in. Ryan Berry for two. And now Huron pushing the issue, loses it out of bounds, and they'll need another timeout as Tim Buddenhagen starting to be a little bit frustrated here. A minute 52 to play, a full timeout to the Tigers, sponsored by AgTegra and your local AgTegra cooperative. We're back in 60 seconds. The Govs lead by 10 again on KGFX.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. Pierre Governor Wrestling dominated Class A in the 2010s. Before then, Pierre had only one state title in the history of the program. But then the Governors won 16 championships in 7 years from 2012 to 18. Then added a first dual team championship in 2021. The Governor Wrestling Dynasty, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment is presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
.152 to play. The Governors now with 5 in a row, leading 49-39. Here still with several fouls to give, but they don't need to foul at all right now unless Huron starts to make another run. Huron was down by as many as 12 in this game, got it down to 3 at 40-37, and now the Governor's on a 9-2 run since. As we welcome you back, it is Pierre basketball off of turnover number 10 from the Tigers. Huron showing pressure. Governors have 2 timeouts left, Huron with 3 yet. Possession arrow points to Pierre. Berry was all alone in the lane. She'll spin from the give by Lennox Dupree. And Ryan Berry puts another one up and in. How about 13 points for number 13? Moose basketball on the floor held by both teams, and the possession arrow points to the Governors, as we just mentioned. So Pierre gets it back again. 127 left to play in regulation here. Here on 9-5 coming in, the Governors just 5-9, but on their way to a third consecutive win. Now it's time to play the clock game if you're the green and white. Shot clock still at 20. Game clock now at 110. Oop, and a bad pass. Miscommunication there. This one taken away by Hampton Hines. She'll push it ahead. Bryn Hubert pushes a three up. That's no good. Long ricochet. Hines saw it coming and runs it down. What a great job of hustle there for Hampton Hines. Down to the right block. Another toss out to Elwine here, and this one no good. That one from long range. And Terwilliger controls the rebound. Timeout called here, or is it a foul? Nope, it'll be a foul called on the Tigers as they have to stop the clock. This will send Remington Price to the free throw line for a 1-1. The foul goes to Hines. That'll be her third. Here on boys making a run in the fourth quarter, back within six at 48-42 at the Huron Arena. 3:22 left to play in that one on River 92-7. Front end of the 1-1 good for Remy Price. Second one is up and down. Remy with six in the quarter, now 11 in the ball game. Three double-figure scorers here for the Governors. Kaiser, Barry, and Price. And a pass between the legs of Hampton Hines on the cut. And Lennox Dupree picks up the loose ball. Kirk Bebout gets a timeout. And the Governors are in great shape here. 30-second break. It's Agtegra reminding us acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. We're back in 30. This is Governor Basketball.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Another good night to be a Governor here as the Governor girls on their way to the third consecutive win. And they have a foul in the backcourt here over the top of Ryan Berry. This will go to Bella Shreve, her second personal.
Berry called by number 10, Isabella Shreve.
Governor girls host the Bismarck Demons on Friday. David will have that one here on KGFX. I'll go up to Bismarck and watch a game that'll feature 20-minute halves when the Governor boys play the high-flying Bismarck Demons. And here it is, Emily Lingle, the senior on senior night, gets into the game for the first time. The 6-foot senior, been battling a knee issue all season long. 1-1, though, Ryan Berry at the free throw line. Front end is good. And another one to come here. The Governors lead by 15. Chance for one more is up, and that's good. A big night for Ryan Berry, the 5'7 sophomore with 15 points, tying Avery Kaiser for game-high honors. And now Bryn Huber with a carry of the basketball, and the Governors can run out the clock with 25 seconds left. Here will improve to 6-9 on the season. Huron will fall to 9-6. Kirk Bebout, a few claps. He'll go low fives to everybody on the bench. Another fine showing for the Pierre Governor girls. Emily Lingle gets a touch inside. Everybody wanted her to shoot. And Heaven Ganey right there. Emily Lingle, quite a good sport. No reason to. The Governor girls knock off the Huron Tigers tonight by the score of 55-39. A lovely score in Governor Land. It's on the Wegner Auto scoreboard, brought to you by Wegner Auto Company and Pier, the one place to go. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Our postgame coming up. And, boy, again, great night for the Govs as they win this one by 16. Governor Basketball, 1060 KGFX, 103.1 FM, and drgnews.com.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Back at Rinkside, Jim, we welcome you to postgame as the Governors lead from start to finish in this one as they defeat the Huron Tigers tonight 55-39. Pierre gets a 12-7 lead at the end of one quarter. They make it a 7-point advantage at the end of the first half, 25-18. Had a 12-point lead built up in that third period, but the late surge by Huron cut it to 7 with a half-court bank shot put in by Bella Shreve to make it 39-32. And then Huron continues to play well and got it as close as 40-37 at one point. But the Governors score a 15-2 run to close this one out as they win it 55-39, their third straight victory. And I tell you what, folks, this team is seems like they've figured some things out as good things to talk to with Coach Kirk Bebout coming up in just a little bit. But the stats in this one include an 11 of 23 effort on the floor for the Governors in that second half as they'll finish 20 of 48 overall on the game, 8 of 20 from outside the arc. So the three-pointers, even though it was a slow start from outside for Pierre, they started shooting with a little better percentage, and they shoot a beautiful 8 out of 9 from the free throw line as well. And three double-figure scores, total balance with 15 points leading the way. That the tally for Avery Kaiser, who had three threes in the first half. But Ryan Berry comes up with, I'm just questioning whether that might be a career high for Ryan, a 15-point night as well. Remington Price with a couple of threes, couple of big free throws down the stretch as well. She'll finish with 11 points. Lainey Stevens on senior night with 8, and 4 points for Reese DeWilliger. 2 points off the bench for Lennox Dupree. 55 on the board for the Governors. Meanwhile, for Huron, it was not their night from the floor. 9 of 25 in the second half, giving them a total of 16 for 54. And that includes 4 of 19 from outside the arc. Just 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Huron did not attempt a free throw in the second half. Couple of double-figure scores for the Tigers with Heaven Ganey leading the way with 12 points, Isabel Elwine with 11, and then Bryn Huber with a 5-point flurry in that fourth quarter. In fact, she's the one who cut that game to a 3-point lead with 5 unanswered points at 40-37. But Huber finishes with 5, Hampton Hines and Alexis Feenstra with 4 each, and Bella Shreve, a good shooter, a good player, the 5'5 senior, but that half-court buzzer beater to close out the third was her only points of the game. She'll finish with 3 points, 55-39 the final. Govs win in the rebounding stat unofficially 33-27 overall, but here on a 10-7 advantage on the offensive end. Avery Kaiser unofficially with 10 rebounds to lead the way for Pierre. I've got Izzy Elwine and Hampton Hines with 6 apiece for Huron. Huron turns it over 13 times, 5 of those in the fourth quarter. The Governors will turn it over 15 times. That's the only stat they're going to lose in this one tonight as the Governors dish out 10 assists, and I've got 4 of them belonging to Lennox Dupree, 3 to Kaiser, and only 5 assists with 2 of those to Hines and 2 to Ganey for the Huron Tigers. Governors play a good team ball game tonight, and again, scoring balance is exactly what this team is going to need to continue to show the success that they've shown here now in their last 3 ball games. 55-39, the final. The Governors defeating Huron. Let's pause for another 3-minute break. Conversation with Coach Bebout still to come, as we've also got players of the game to announce from Bauman Lumber in just a little bit. A 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota. Toyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. As we continue our post game, the Governors with another shining performance. They defeat the Huron Tigers 55-39. Third straight win for Pierre, and Coach Kirk Bebout here to talk about it. As Coach, I tell you what, we talk about the confidence of this team that you have started to gain the last couple of games you played last week, and a good win against a team with a really fine record in the Huron Tigers tonight. It was defense, it was hustle, it was scoring balance, it was all of the above and then some, in another really, really good performance here.
Yeah, I thought so too. We're starting to play through basketball last week and carry it over to this week. It's not like I think we played awful earlier in the year. We played a lot of tough teams. Decided to save our best basketball for Gorman in Washington. So we didn't get rewarded with W's for all the things. They stuck with it, stayed positive, and this is what happened. Start to see those rewards. You see how certain things have been all your heart, staying positive. We just had the girls out there. We've seen that. And, you know, that your team is important, like you said. They're like, not only do they have a good record, they're a really good team. They can flat out score the basketball. So to see our girls play defense and the effort that they had tonight, if we play defense like that, and we have balanced scoring with the mission.
It wasn't their night shooting, so there was a lot of missing going on, but you really had a good rebounding night, and you know, you get into some offensive rebounds as well, and I mean just all of the pieces of the puzzle put together. But you know, it, the scoring balance is still the one thing I'm really impressed with. You get three double figure scorers, and anytime you have that, you know, if you're defending the Governors, you better pick your poison, and you better be lucky if you've got a lot of weapons like you do.
I mean, most teams are going to key in Rem, and rightfully so. He's been a starter and a scorer for years now, so a lot of teams are going to key on that. But like you said, we have all the girls that can score. I mean, all five girls that are on the floor any time are weapons for us. So that does make us a tough guard. I think we run pretty good stuff. We get good looks for the girls in the right spots. We're starting to show up on that end, too. That's why I say we play defense the way that we did tonight. And
you know, it's a consistent game too, I think, and that's, I think it's easy to be picky when you talk about consistency, but you lead from start to finish, and then every threat that they gave to you, you had an answer for, especially when they cut it down to 3 points early in the fourth quarter. You ended this game on a 15-2 run. That's getting the job done. That's finishing right there.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, we've been really focusing on three things. That's focus, coming out, make sure that we're ready to play basketball for our best effort.
And then just fight. We want to make sure that we bring every single ounce of energy that we have to the game, and then being able to finish. And, you know, I think that now, I think part of it early in the season as far as finishing goes, we didn't really know how, but I think part of it was because we all individually were trying to do it ourselves rather than facing it together. And I think these girls understand, we win together, we lose together. Everyone's working together on it. You don't have to burden that load all to yourself. And I think, I think that helps a lot when you know that as a team, that you're in this together for good or for worse.
All right, so three in a row and feeling pretty good. And now trying to keep that momentum going against a Bismarck team that I'm sure not too many people know an awful lot about. What do you know about the Bismarck Demons?
Okay, so I'll preface it like this. This summer we played a ton of good teams. We beat a West Fargo team that has a D1 girl. They're one of the best teams up in North Dakota. We played Crofton, Nebraska, and lost by it in overtime. They've won how many state championships? Team after team. I mean, we legit played 10 of the best teams around in the area. We got blown out once. That was by Bismarck. So, I mean, that's what I can tell you. And they look it up and press. They play really fast. They shoot it, they shoot a ton of threes. They're super aggressive. So yeah, they are as legit as any team in South Dakota, and just another big challenge for us. But, you know, it's exciting too. I mean, especially when we're playing good basketball and we really, really test and see, where we're at right now.
It just seems like I look at their boys team. Because I'll be seeing them on Friday myself, and they score an awful lot of points. In 20-minute halves, are you still playing the South Dakota 8-minute quarters, I guess? Is that how you plan to play that?
Yeah, I mean, we're in South Dakota, so.
Yep, so that makes perfect sense.
I mean, if we're not, that'd be the first set I heard about it. So I'd be a little mad about that, I guess. I like quarters. That's you know, quarters bring a lot of different scenarios to a game, I think. I coached in Minnesota for 4 years, and I was never really a fan of the two halves. Mm-hmm. I like the quarters. It brings in some more strategy, and, yeah, so, yeah, I fully expect that we'll be using our quarters and our shot clock.
All right. So, but maybe similarities in style with what those boys have. If they're a high flying team, get up and down the court, you're going to have your best athletic performance, I think, on Friday.
Oh yeah. I mean, I haven't seen their boys play, but I've seen some of their scores. I think they've scored in the hundreds like four or five times. So obviously they play at a breakneck pace, and that is going to be a challenge. You know, probably going to have to play some more girls, because you cannot let up for a single second, or you're giving up a good shot on the other end. You just can't have that if you think you're going to win that game.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck for Friday night. Proud of the effort tonight. Keep it going. All right.
Thank you.
Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Governors, and Brian Oakland's an idiot because he didn't have him turned up for part of that interview, but we're finished up with that part of our pregame show. So my apologies on that. Well, I've been battling with a technical sound issue here on my end for most of the night, if not all of the night. So I did unfortunately miss on that. But great job by the coach and by the girls here, a 55-39 victory. We've got one order of business to take care of. It's the naming of tonight's player of the game. And player of the game on KGFX is brought to you by Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Let's hear from them. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll hear from Bauman Lumber, and then we'll come back and award the hardware in the form of a KGFX Sports and Bauman Lumber T-shirt. This is Governor Basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spear. Stevie, welcome to the team. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
Whether you have good credit, bad credit, challenged credit, or maybe no credit at all, I can help you get into a vehicle with little to nothing down. To get a pre-approval, you can call me at 605-224-7378 or feel free to text me, 605-280-0761.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway FordToyota.com.
Back at Riggs Night Gym as we continue our post-game show. Bauman Lumber post-game, player of the game coming up. And before we get to that, we'll give you that boys' score. Boy, it got interesting in the fourth quarter. The Governors led 43-29 at the end of three. And what do you know? Huron outscores the Governors 24-9 in the fourth quarter. An eighth grader by the name of Blake Elwine hits a three-pointer with 1.6 seconds left, and the Governors come up on the downside of a 53-52 loss at Huron, despite 21 points from Lincoln Keenholz and 14 from Jackson Edmond, who had another six blocks apparently tonight. But boy, a heartbreaking loss, and really kind of a bad loss for the Governors as well. 53-52, but credit the Huron boys for coming back. They have had their struggles this year, but they must have played a great, outstanding 8 minutes to come back and defeat the Governors on River 92.7 tonight. Meanwhile, here in at Riggside Gym, let's talk about players of the game. Player of the game from Bauman Lumber and Heaven Ganey and Isabel Elwine, both in double figures and both leading their team in points scored, and Hampton Hines leading along with Elwine in rebounding tonight as well. But this night belongs to the Governors. And again, with that scoring balance, like we said with the coach, pick your poison. Avery Kaiser with three threes in the first half to keep the Governors in front. In particular, she scores 15 points tonight. Remington Price with a solid 11 points. Lainey Stevens plays well tonight. She'll finish with 8 points, but I just feel like this night belonged, if it didn't belong, to Emily Lingle, getting into the ball game for the first time this season here on senior night. Really happy to see that. And she did the sportsman thing that and didn't shoot when her teammates wanted her to, but the Governors had a 16-point win locked up on that last possession. But boy, this night definitely belongs to Ryan Berry, a 5'7" sophomore with 15 points. She has 8 of those in the fourth quarter. Ryan was making the shots when the Governors needed them, and when Pierre won this one, really going away because of a 15-2 scoring run, it was Ryan Berry leading the charge. She is tonight's Bauman Lumber Player of the Game. We'll get her that T-shirt noting her accomplishments from Bauman Lumber and KGFX Sports as the Governors win their third in a row. They're now 6-9 on the season. They beat a team with a winning record, so their power average will go up, certainly off of this victory here at Riggs High Gym tonight. Bauman Lumber, Player of the Game. Once again, Ryan Berry of the Pierre Governors. As we take a look at upcoming action before we let you go, we'll pull up the scores that we can give to you also. But upcoming action is Bismarck for both Pierre Governor boys and girls basketball squads. The Governors here at home against a really tough opponent. The Governor boys on the road against an equally tough opponent. The boys game on River 92.7, the girls game here on KGFX with David Burrell. And then Brookings Thursday night, Watertown Friday. Governor girls games on KGFX, the boys games on River 92.7. Girls will be home on Thursday at Watertown on Friday. And the boys with the opposite schedule there. Also, then the following Saturday, Region 3A will be hosted by Milbank on the wrestling mats. That'll be the next action for the Governor boys wrestlers, who wrapped up their regular season in the first half of our sports doubleheader this evening. 45-15, they defeated the Mitchell Colonels, winning 11 of 14 weight classes. The Governors, again, Region 3A at Milbank, two Saturdays from now, February 19th, with state tournament action to follow February 24th through the 26th from Sioux Falls. Governor girls wrestlers, who did not have any matches to wrestle tonight. Mitchell does not have girls wrestling as of yet, so the girls will go to Harrisburg in the Invitational this weekend. That'll be their final tune-up to the state tournament. There won't be any region wrestling as well for the girls at that level. Everybody's all classes A and B, essentially all in one classification for girls wrestling. So Harrisburg invite this weekend, the state tournament in two weekends after this one coming up for the Governor girls on the wrestling mats. And best of luck to the Governor girls gymnasts on an individual level, as they'll be competing at the state gymnastics meet on Saturday at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Governors did not qualify for the team event, however, on Friday. That's what's coming up in Governor sports. Meanwhile, also here on KGFX, we've got more high school basketball coming up. Stanley County Buffaloes go to White River to take on the second-ranked in Class B, White River Tigers, and that will be a 7:30 or a 7:45 pregame on Thursday night, with Stanley County basketball yet to come this week. Scores for you in girls basketball: Spearfish running away from Sturgis 74-40. They're in the fourth quarter. Sioux Falls Jefferson defeats Watertown tonight 51-42. Washington over Brandon Valley, number 2 over number 5, 52-39. Mitchell then defeats Aberdeen Central 43-27. Harrisburg has defeated T Area 44-22. And number 1 O'Gorman 54-31 winners over Sioux Falls Lincoln. In boys basketball, again, the heartbreaking loss for the Governors at Huron. Tigers win it 53-52 on a last-second three-pointer To win that one. Sioux Falls Jefferson over Watertown, 64-55. Washington wins at Brandon Valley, 54-29. Roosevelt stays unbeaten. They're 66-40 winners at Brookings. O'Gorman goes to overtime and then finally defeats Sioux Falls Lincoln, 68-60. I'll tell you what, since the Governors went to O'Gorman, wins have been pretty hard to come by for that night squad, but they're still putting wins together. Mitchell over Aberdeen Central tonight in the Corn Palace, 69-62. Those are the scores that we have for you. And this one here, it's the Governor girls defeating the Huron Tigers 55-39. That's your final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, sponsored by Wagner Auto and Pier, the one place to go. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds us on our way to and from high school sports to think twice in case of ice during colder weather and winter driving conditions. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Big thanks to Jordan Luttmer on camera for live tickets, and for Trinity Pearson, who's been babysitting me through my technical audio difficulties tonight. Big shout out and a high five to Trinity this evening. I'm Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. A big win once again for the Pier Governor girls, and your official voice of the Governors, 1060 KGFX, DRGnews.com.
Pier Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sun and Shine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pier, AgTegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.